this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area, and the Iraqi military is on high alert. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had crowded the streets in front of the country's parliament building and had gathered in what is known as Celebration Square. By Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration and started to withdraw from the area. The parliament takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. Dilawar al-Aldi of the Middle East Research Institute says the breakdown of parliament could result in a Kurdish separation from Iraq.
If Baghdad continues to descend into chaos, then the Kurds may well single-handedly decide that this is the end of the road with Baghdad. But it needs to be in peaceful manner. It has to be with the blessing of Baghdad.
Dilawar al-Aldin. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Geneva Sunday in a bid to revive a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has all but fallen apart. Syria's government forces have intensified their attacks, especially in Syria's largest city, Aleppo, over the last 10 days. Kerry is calling for Russia's help to persuade the government of Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep on Sunday has killed at least two police officers. At least 22 people were wounded. Turkish media quoted the local governor as saying many of those wounded were police officers. There was no immediate indication as to who carried out that attack. This is VOA News. Today is May Day, a day when workers and activists march in the streets and gather in city centers to honor laborers. From Moscow to Madrid, workers shouted their demands for higher wages, better working conditions, and more job security. A new U.S. political survey indicates that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is surging ahead of the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana. Voters go to the polls this Tuesday for Indiana's presidential primary election. The NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll showed Trump with 49% support among Republicans in the state, compared to just 34% for Texas Senator Ted Cruz and 13% for Ohio Governor John Kasich. Trump criticized Cruz for sticking with his campaign.
It is the first time in the history of politics that a man who cannot win because he has no path to victory, because he doesn't have enough delegates. If he got every delegate from now till the end, till California, New Jersey, every delegate, he's still way short, right? So he has no path to victory. But he chose a vice presidential candidate.
Those are the Republicans. Now on the Democratic side, the same poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a 50-46% edge over her opponent. That's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A Bangladeshi newspaper reports three people have been detained in connection with the hacking death of a 50-year-old Hindu man. The Daily Star said Sunday one of the detainees had sued Nikhil Chandra Jowardar in 2012 for comments he had made about the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The U.S.-based monitoring organization Site says the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. The militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured the town of Runyergud in Somalia's Middle Shabelle region early Sunday morning. An official told VOA 22 Somali soldiers were killed in the incident. He said 10 others were missing and feared to have been captured. The militants claim they killed 32 soldiers. U.S. Intelligence Chief John Brennan says there is no evidence indicating that Saudi Arabia gave backing to Al-Qaeda for the 2001 terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. Speculation that the Saudis were involved has some in Congress demanding 28 pages of a congressional probe be released.
Brussels is back in business. Welcome to Brussels Airport.
And with those words from Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel, Brussels Airport reopened, part of a departure hall damaged in the March terrorist attacks. Heavy security could be seen around the airport as passengers began using the newly repaired area following a ceremony. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.